This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So, the breaking news, folks, this is even better than I thought. I got to be perfectly honest with you. This is even better than I thought. And when we had McCarthy's ouster, I was talking about how great a news this is. This shows that we, the people, the voters, are moving the ball down the field for our values, and that the establishment, the Republican establishment, the D.C. establishment, is losing their control over the Republican Party and over the Republican voter. And this was good news. And the McCarthy ouster was a major battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, and we won it. We won it. Now, but I didn't expect it was going to be this good, where now you have anti-establishment Democrats like Ro Khanna filing legislation with Matt Gaetz of things that are well overdue to be done, getting Congress members out of the lobbyist career business, getting single-line, single-issue bills and votes, having a vote on term limits, all kinds of different stuff that should have been long overdue. And now you have true anti-establishment Democrats like Ro Khanna and anti-establishment Republicans actually working to get bills done. But I still thought, you know, that they got there's enough conservative swamp power in D.C. that they can still throw their weight around and get their way. And I suspected that Steve Scalise was kind of going to be that guy, but still probably a step up from Kevin McCarthy. I mean, hell, a Democrat tried to murder Steve Scalise, the Democrat mass murder attempt by James Hodgkinson on June 14th, 2017, that the Democrat media covers up and doesn't tell you about. Yeah, a Democrat tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder. Can you believe that? How didn't you hear about that? Because they covered it up. They don't want you to know that they're the real terrorists. And you don't think they're not opening the border hoping terrorists come in here and fly in with BLM flags like we saw in Israel with Hamas? That's what they want. But, folks, this is even better than I thought. See, I'm telling you, what Kevin McCarthy did was so important. Because now, to be a successful Republican, you have to answer to your voters. And to be a successful Republican, you can't make empty promises, and you can't be an empty suit, and you can't sit up there and try to be charismatic like Kevin McCarthy and say all the right things and then do nothing. Steve Scalise does not currently have the floor votes to become the next speaker. Now, I've been monitoring the different people who said they would not vote for Scalise. Apparently, it's now reached, behind the scenes, 20 people, meaning he does not have the votes. So this is even better than I thought. And when Thomas Massey puts up polls, and guys, let's put this on the screen. Let's see what the latest results are. I'm guessing they haven't changed. But when Thomas Massey, who was one of the individuals who said he would not vote for Steve Scalise, puts out a poll that over 75,000 people have voted on since this morning. This poll is about 5 hours old. 75,000 votes from We the People, Republican voters. And 94% voted Jim Jordan, 6% voted Steve Scalise. And now the Republicans in the House are saying, we will not be voting for Steve Scalise. So Matt Gaetz has truly swung the pendulum on what it means to be a Republican, what it means to vote for conservative values, and how much influence we, the Republican voters, have over Republican policy and action in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm gonna rehash all of this when we come back in the next segment, because this short five-minute segment, we're syndicated on radio. We have a large terrestrial radio audience, but the first five is picked up by stations for local news updates and local ads and stuff like that. So I'm going to rehash this all on the other side because it's that important. But see, and that's part of my frustration here is when I see other talk show hosts out there that get more fired up for what goes on in Israel than what goes on in their backyard. This is a big deal. The Speaker of the House is third in line to be the president, and the House of Representatives controls the purse, which essentially can control all government activity. This is a big deal. If we can get a true conservative America First Speaker of the House, I mean, folks, this changes the whole game.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
All right, I'm going to do something radical here.
I'm super bad.
Now, guys, take that down. Put up a picture of Washington, D.C. Or put up a picture of Philadelphia. Put up a picture of Chicago, East St. Louis, San Francisco. No, I'm going to do something radical as an American. I know this is crazy. I mean, oh, boy, oh, look out. I'm going to do something radical as an American here. I'm going to talk about America. I'm going to talk about stuff that's going on in our country, in our backyard, in our front yard, in our living room. I know that's radical in these times. But I'm going to talk about American issues here. Because we got a big one. Now, I expected there to be some struggle for Steve Scalise, but I did not expect it to be an outright rejection. And whatever has been going on behind the scenes in the last 48 hours has been enough for at least 20 Republicans to say they will not support Steve Scalise. And the people, the voters, have spoken. They want Jim Jordan and not Steve Scalise. And that makes sense. Because, I mean, look, again, I'm stunned here. You'd think Steve Scalise would be a lot more hardened as a Republican against the Democrats, where he was one of the victims of an attempted mass murder by a Democrat, James Hodgkinson, on June 14th, 2017. You say, what are you talking about, Owen? Oh, you didn't hear about that? Yeah, yeah. A Democrat tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder of Republicans. Of course, the media covered it up because that goes against the narrative. That Republicans are the bad guys and conservatives are the bad guys. And January 6th was the worst event in D.C. history. No, no, a Democrat, James Hodgkinson, on June 14th, 2017, tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder of Republicans. And Steve Scalise was one of the people he tried to murder. Steve Scalise got shot and was in the ICU. Thank God he survived. And so you'd think he'd be a lot more hardened to go after these Democrats after he was almost murdered by them. But he pretty much just became a non-factor in Congress even after that. So I can understand why the people want Jim Jordan. At least Jim Jordan is leading these House committees. And at least Jim Jordan is calling out the Biden crime family. At least Jim Jordan is dribbling the ball around the field, around the court. And so the people obviously want Jim Jordan. Now, okay, we'll see what a Jim Jordan speakership potentially looks like. But it looks like Steve Scalise is out, folks. So this is even better than I thought. I knew that when Matt Gaetz successfully got the ouster of Kevin McCarthy, that the game in D.C. had changed. I knew that when Kevin McCarthy got the ouster, that Matt Gaetz won the battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, which now exists in the Republican voters, and now means that if you want to be a Republican in Congress or the Speaker of the House, then you can't be an empty suit. You can't make promises that don't get fulfilled. You can't just be charismatic and say all the right things. You better do a damn thing. And McCarthy didn't do a damn thing. And he didn't fulfill his promises. And he was an empty suit. And clearly, to me, at this point, he was working for the Democrats the entire time. So it looks like Scalise is out. Now, what's interesting is, guys, pull up. I may not have sent this to you guys. I apologize if I didn't. But Anna Paulina Luna sent out a message basically saying, here are the things that Scalise is going to have to agree to if he wants to get in. And it was all the types of stuff that we, the people, would want. Getting rid of lobbyists, term limits, single-issue votes, and stuff like that. And so these were the things the Freedom Caucus and the Matt Gaetz wing of the Republican Party wanted in the next speaker, and McCarthy promised it, then didn't deliver, so he got the ouster. So I don't know if Steve Scalise wasn't willing to commit to those things. I don't know what changed for a lot of these Republicans that did nominate him, but now are saying we can't have it. Yeah, they wanted him to defund Jack Smith, have an impeachment vote on Biden, and subpoena Hunter Biden. Yeah, we could all get behind those things. Those are long overdue. And the Speaker of the House can do every single one of those things. McCarthy didn't. So, was Scalise not willing to commit to these things? So the Republicans have been meeting behind closed doors for the last 48 hours, trying to work this out. And they landed on Scalise or Jordan. Scalise pretty narrowly won the vote to get the nomination. But something has happened since that vote has gone down. And now too many Republicans are saying, nope, we're not going to vote for Scalise. Looks like he doesn't have the votes. He's going to have to drop out. Now, here's an interesting moment with Jim Jordan. And maybe he's just kind of trying to avoid the press at this moment. But worth showing you in clip one, when Jim Jordan was asked about this showdown between himself and Steve Scalise in clip one.
Is divided, we need to come together. I'm working on how to do that.
So you will support whoever came together?
Like I said, the conference is divided right now. We need to come together.
What do you need to hear to get the conference unified for a vote today?
You think the vote happens today, Mr. Jordan?
I certainly hope so.
You're not whipping any support for yourself anymore?
Nope.
And you urge all your supporters to vote for Mr. Scalise?
We're a divided conference. I'm trying to figure out how we can come together. But I'm not whipping anyone. I'm not talking to my colleagues right now. I've talked to Congressman Scalise.
How was your conversation with Congressman Scalise?
Good.
Are you the majority leader?
No.
Where do you go from here, Congressman? Do you continue on top of the Judiciary Committee? What is your next step?
How many votes did you vote to get a speaker, Congressman?
I want to know. We'll find out.
Okay, here's another statement from Anna Paulina Luna. But there's Jim Jordan. To me, the translation is, if the votes are for me and that unifies the party, I'll take it. If the votes are for Scalise and that unifies the party, I'll vote for Scalise. But that's pretty much all I can translate from that. Here's another update statement from Representative Paulina Luna. I don't know that we go to the floor to vote tomorrow. Jim Jordan is who I voted for today in a closed conference. I will back who he endorses for one vote series, but after that, if there's no consensus candidate, we must find one that the conference agrees on. We are currently without leadership in a divided conference, facing a weaponized government, while facing a war that has broken out in Israel where Americans have been killed by terrorists. By the way, speaking of that, Joe Biden still not contacted the families of the Americans that are over there or potentially held hostage or have been killed. But Representative Corey Mills is over there, and he has brought Americans home. Republican Congressman Corey Mills rescues 32 Americans trapped in Israel. If I have to do Joe Biden's job, then so be it. This Biden administration is such an abysmal failure on all of this. Even John Kirby, John Kirby makes a statement. He urges Americans in Israel to escape via commercial airline. There are no commercial flights, you jackass. They're all suspended, you blithering idiot. I mean, this administration is just a complete embarrassment. And that's why yesterday a member of the press from the New York Post told Karine Jean-Pierre that she should be ashamed and that their entire thing is an embarrassment. Now, I'm surprised that hasn't happened more often. And Mike Cernovich, I mean, probably the greatest moment in I mean, outside of Peter Ducey and maybe some Simon Atiba, when Mike Cernovich got his White House press pass, he did the only thing he knew that he should do, and he basically excoriated the press, excoriated the whole situation, because it's all a clown show. It's all propaganda, and they just all sit there and take it. But maybe they finally had enough of the lies from Karine Jean-Pierre. Maybe they finally had enough of the miscommunications between the Biden administration. Oh, we got money for Ukraine. No, we don't have money for Ukraine. Oh, we can fund everybody. No, we can't fund everybody. Oh, you need to get out on a commercial flight. No, the commercial flights are shut down. And then they only take questions from their stooges. They only take questions from their controlled operations, except maybe from Peter Ducey. But, okay, getting back to this. So there's obviously not going to be a vote today. Soonest it would happen would maybe be tomorrow, or this might take all weekend. I don't see how they can go with Scalise at this point, though. When you nominate him and then it fails, and then you have public polls where Steve Scalise can't even get 10% support. So I don't see where the Republicans go outside of Jim Jordan at this point. But why the resistance to Jim Jordan? That's the question.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. MilitaryTrainingCenter.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Terrorists engaged in a shootout in the streets of Israel, putting innocent people's lives at risk. Actually, that's in Hidalgo County, Texas, at the southern border. A shootout happening between illegal immigrants, putting innocent people's lives at risk. But hey, that's only in your own country. That's only in your own backyard. You don't want to think or talk about that. The 15 million illegal immigrants and all the crime and all the devastation and all the death that they bring. No, you need to be distracted by something else happening on the other side of the planet, don't you see? You see, anybody can play these mind games. You see, anybody can engage in propaganda. I could very easily sit here and say, I could show videos all day long and then do the bait and switch. And you could draw the emotional response, just like we've seen on the internet. People sharing videos from 2019, 2017, kids in cages from 2017, all fake news. And they say, look, see, we got to support Israel. And then it's a totally different video. We could all do that. I could do it intentionally. Do the bait and switch. And it's not to deceive you. It's to make the point that that's how war propaganda works. That's how people use your emotions against you. Now, again, imagine. How else can you possibly... How do you explain this? Just 2 weeks ago, when the ouster of Kevin McCarthy was going down and the standoff between Gates and McCarthy was going down, and eventually Matt Gaetz won the battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, it was the biggest story in the country for a whole week. It was really a big story all around the world. But now we're right back there trying to figure out who the next House Speaker is. The internal struggle for the Republican Speaker of the House is back on, and it's barely a blip on the radar. Why is that? I won't even answer that question. I'll just ask it to you. How is it that what would be the biggest story in the United States of America, dealing with domestic issues, dealing with all policies, foreign and domestic, the Speaker of the House, biggest story in the country, now all of a sudden is barely a blip on the radar. Now all of a sudden nobody's even talking about it. Why is that? Is it not important anymore? Is the Speaker not important anymore? Why is that? Well, we're monitoring it here. At this point, I don't know how they even have a vote on this tomorrow. Unless they want to rally behind Jim Jordan. He doesn't seem too enthused to be the Speaker of the House for whatever reason. Maybe that's because he's afraid it'll interfere with his duties as the chair of the Judiciary Committee. But he seems kind of neutral on the issue. The public support is definitely behind Jim Jordan, 100% behind Jim Jordan at this point, I would say. I mean, when public polls are showing Jim Jordan at 94% and Scalise at 6%, I mean, that's, you know, that tells you the story of where the public is at as far as the Republican voter. And that means something now. And that was thanks to Matt Gaetz. Thanks to Matt Gaetz, what the Republican voter wants out of the Republican Party now matters more than ever. And you know, isn't it funny that the same people that were anti-Matt Gaetz are no longer talking about the House Speaker race and telling you that Israel is the most important issue on the planet right now? Isn't that interesting? Hey, I just observe and report. I'm just observing and reporting, and I notice now. It didn't even hit me until just now. the same individuals, the same voices that were pro-McCarthy and anti-Gates are now only talking about Israel 24/7. Isn't that interesting? Whose interests did they really have in mind the whole time? They claim to be Republicans. They claim to be conservatives. But do they care about what the Republican voter has to say or thinks? Do they care about actual conservative values or what they mean to you? It would appear not. So we're going to continue to monitor this. And, you know, if we had real leadership in the Republican Party, I mean, at this point, Mitch McConnell, I mean, how do you even classify or characterize Mitch McConnell at this point? A rotted husk, a walking corpse politically, even though I think physically we see there's problems there too, obviously. But okay, where's the leadership from Mitch McConnell? Doesn't exist. Where's the leadership from Ronna Romney McDaniel? Doesn't exist. If there was real Republican leadership, hey, I'm all for struggling it out for Speaker of the House. I'm all for that. I think that's healthy, quite frankly. This is long overdue stuff. This only strengthens the resolve of Republicans, and this only strengthens the core values of Republicans in the House. And now, more than ever, they have to respond to the Republican voter. But really, it's like this. If there was any leadership at all in the Republican Party, they would be coalescing around Donald Trump. Now, you might not like Donald Trump, and you might disagree with that. That's fine. But see, I'm talking about real leadership. I'm talking about building a team and building a depth chart for success to win. So you would absolutely be coalescing around Donald Trump. Now, that's not to say you go all in on Donald Trump. It's very simple. You say, look, I mean, guys, roll the B-roll of the line outside the Trump event in Florida yesterday. Or it might be today. I can't even keep up. Trump is still campaigning every day, and every event he has, it's the same thing. There's miles long lines wrapping around the venue. There is not a single politician other than Donald Trump that can do this. None. There is none. You understand that? Love Donald Trump, hate Donald Trump. You're going to vote for Donald Trump. You're not going to vote for Donald Trump. Just recognize the facts here. There is not a single politician, there is not a single member of the Republican Party that can do what Donald Trump has done and that can get tens of thousands of people consistently at a rally every night, showing up pre-dawn, lining up for miles, waiting for hours to get to an event. You rally behind that. You coalesce behind that. And then you build your depth chart. And then you build your game plan. And you say, hey, we're coalescing around Donald Trump. However, we realize that nothing in politics is concrete and that Donald Trump is being attacked by the deep state and who knows what could happen to him. So we are coalescing behind Donald Trump. But in case the worst happens, we do have a backup plan and we will continue to run the primary process and we will continue to have debates and we will see who's on the depth chart. Is it going to be number two? Is it going to be DeSantis? Is it going to be Ramaswamy? Is it going to be whoever? And see, that's what leadership does. But Mitch McConnell is, for all intents and purposes, not even there. I think mentally and physically, Mitch McConnell is running on 0% battery. You're getting the low battery warning. And then Ronna Romney McDaniel is literally out to lunch. I mean, she's flying around on private jets. She's having fancy lunches, fancy dinners, schmoozing, boozing. And so she's not helping anything at all. That's what real leadership inside the Republican Party would be doing. But because we have no real leadership, there's this mad dash to figure out what they're going to do for Speaker of the House. It's obvious the people want Jim Jordan. Now, I don't know why Jim Jordan doesn't want that role. I feel like he could take it right now if he wanted it. We're going to continue to monitor this as it develops throughout the day.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you get?
You know, I would just say this. I really see this these last couple months, and it's not really properly felt. It's not really properly covered or understood. But folks, we have truly had the biggest political shift in energy since 2016 when Donald Trump was elected, truly. And I would say the ouster of Kevin McCarthy was part of this. And I would say that, and this one's a little more difficult to hurdle here, but I would also say that when you see the response from Americans and Republican voters to the unlimited funding for Ukraine And now the response from American and Republican voters to this notion that if you don't stand with Israel for everything they want and everything they need 24/7, that you're somehow an anti-Semite and hate Jews. Well, we're not really taking that anymore. We've got our own problems in this country, and our heart goes out to our allies in Israel. Our heart goes out to the innocent people that get slaughtered by terrorists. But to sit here and put this peer pressure on me that if I don't go all in on Israel and make this an Israel first nation now, that I'm somehow an anti-Semite or hate Jews, we're not taking that. We're not taking that bullying, and we're not taking that foreign policy. And it's been a major revelational moment for a lot of conservatives and Republican voters about where people's values stand and what they really care about. And so when you see people getting more upset about stuff that happens 7,000 miles away from here, as bad as it might be, as horrific as it might be, but when you see them getting more upset over that, more outraged over that, wanting to commit more to that than the issues that we face in our own country, where the majority of Americans now live paycheck to paycheck, most Americans now can't afford a house, most Americans now can barely afford their car payments or a car, credit card debt at an all-time high, energy bills still going up, grocery bills still going up, price at the pump still going up, wide open border, political persecution, political imprisonment. Yeah, there is a major shift happening now. And, you know, I'll tell you, I've never really been a fan of Ben Shapiro, but I've never really had any emotion towards Ben Shapiro. He's just another talking head out there who's a lot wealthier than you are. But I got to tell you, he has really exposed himself in the last 5 days. And I think he's lost a lot of respect in the conservative movement. And I think a lot of people's eyes have been opened about where his values truly align. Again, I really don't care. I'm not here to talk about Ben Shapiro. I mean, quite frankly, as a member of the media, I watch all these other individuals showing their true colors, and I'm just like, wow, I'm glad I'm not that. I'm glad my audience sees that I'm a true conservative, true American Christian, and actually have a core values that I stand for consistently. But man, I mean, Shapiro is spiraling out of control. Because some of his audience is like, hey, Ben, you know, we got some issues here, too. You know, we got Americans here that are struggling, and Tucker Carlson brings up points, and then he rants about Tucker Carlson, and then he hates on Tucker Carlson and bashes Tucker Carlson. Sorry, Ben, Tucker Carlson's more important than you, and a lot more popular. And it's just like watching him spiral now. Oh, anybody who disagrees with Ben Shapiro hates Jews. What? Nobody said that. What kind of a bullying pressure tactic is that? What kind of a policy and approach to your audience is that? And again, I've said this consistently the whole time. I notice that all the people that put all their energy and all their focus on what's going on between Israel and Palestine, I notice that they continue to talk from the safety and the comfort and the peace and the prosperity of the United States of America, a Christian nation. You notice that? I don't see Ben Shapiro moving to Israel. I don't see Ben Shapiro going to fight in a holy war. Hey, look, to Israel's credits, to Jews' credits, yeah, they do have people that are over there fighting, by the way. They got over 300,000 people to volunteer immediately after that Hamas attack. So, yeah, there is a commitment there. Good for them. Those are Israelis that are putting their country first. Well, why can't I, as an American, do that? So watching Shapiro spiral and watching his audience learn who he really is has been quite a phenomenon, I must say. But it's not just Ben Shapiro. It's plenty of others out there. It's the Lindsey Grahams of the world who now goes on TV and says we need to bomb Iran. What kind of a psychotic? I mean, honestly, what motivates Lindsey Graham to go on TV and say we need to bomb Iran? Seriously. I mean, let's try to figure that one out. Who is he trying to please? Who is he trying to cater to? What benefit is it to Lindsey Graham to claim we need to bomb Iran? What a psychotic individual. He needs to be expelled from Congress immediately. Where's Mitch McConnell? Mitch McConnell has no pulse, has no heartbeat. His brain doesn't work. Again, if we had real Republican leadership, if we had a real minority leadership in the Senate, they would come out and make a statement demanding Lindsey Graham resign from Congress immediately. That psychotic little twit. That psychotic little cuck going on TV saying we need to bomb Iran. You need to be removed from Congress immediately, you psychotic freak. You go fight in Iran then, Lindsey. But see, this is what I'm talking about. This is the new battle for the heart and the soul of the Republican Party. And while we really could, it was really palpable and we could really feel it when we got Donald Trump in office, despite all the Republican establishment trying to destroy him, despite the mainstream media trying to destroy him, despite all the rigging that goes on to get Hillary Clinton in, we got Trump in. That was the last time we could really feel this shift. I'm telling you, the shift is happening again. And if there's an end mark or a beginning mark or bookends to this, it started with the Kevin McCarthy ouster by Matt Gaetz. And now it's being seen again where Americans are saying, hey, look, I love Israel. Israel is a great ally. We support Israel in this struggle. But wait a second. Let's not forget that we have a country, too. Let's not forget that America has its own problems, too, that need to be addressed. And quite frankly, we think that that's more important than what's going on in Israel. I think they can deal with it themselves. Oh, you hate Jews. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. And then there's the realization on the left that they were the real anti-Semites all along. They were the real Nazis all along. And guess who's been right about this the entire time? Right here. But I'm ranting now, and so I just want to stop ranting about this, because quite frankly, we're all sick of it. And so I'm going to refocus here when we come back. My point is this as we go to break. Folks, this is a major shift in the heart and soul of the Republican Party. If you want to be Speaker of the House as a Republican, you can't be an empty suit. You can't make promises you don't keep. You can't just go on TV and look all good and jazzed up and be charismatic with your makeup and everything else and say the right things and then don't do a damn thing. That doesn't fly anymore. And that was such an impactful moment that now there's a struggle for the next Speaker of the House. And it looks like Steve Scalise, who most likely would have been Kevin McCarthy 2.0, Kevin McCarthy Lite, is not even going to make it to the floor for a vote. That's the impact that's been felt with all this, folks. If you're a Republican and you talk about unlimited funding for Ukraine, we don't want you. If you're a Republican and you're more concerned about issues that are on the other side of the planet than what's going on in your backyard, then we're not interested. You don't represent us anymore. And this is what I'm seeing happening. And quite frankly, it's a good thing. Maybe we'll finally look internally and start scratching our heads. What happened to our great metropolitan cities? What happened to our beautiful metropolitan cities? Why are they torn down? Why are they destroyed? Why is our education system failing us? Why are we all living to paycheck when we should be the most prosperous nation on earth? Huh? What is going on with all of this?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Continue to monitor the situation as far as the House Speaker is concerned. I'm not sure if there'll be any big developments that we'll know about by the end of the day, but we'll certainly have it for you right here on the Alex Jones Show, should there be. Look, I got to cover some of this other news dealing with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict here. But, you know, it's funny. This is a clip from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart 10 years ago. And I think it's funny that this is from 10 years ago. Things were a lot less polarized and hyper-politicized back then, so you could get away with something like this. And I don't know if you could in the year 2023. But I think this is kind of how we're all feeling now. And obviously it's not the first time that this has been a phenomenon like this. But so this is 10 years ago on The Daily Show. Tell me if you can't relate to this in clip 9.
Fact. We'll start tonight in the Middle East, where Israel...
What?
Israel isn't supposed to defend itself?
Oh, yes, yeah. Mexico bombed Texas. Will be exercised...
What other country held to the same standard as Israel? People that want to destroy right. Our terrorism?
4,000 years later, we're the only democracy in the Middle East, you
self-hating Jew?
That was weird. Anyway, what I was saying was last Thursday saw the start of a new ground offensive launched by Israel.
Tradition!
Holy look, obviously there are many strong opinions on this issue, but just merely mentioning Israel or questioning in any way the effectiveness or humanity of Israel's policies is not the same thing as being pro-Hamas.
So you're against murdered children?
Free Gaza! Free Palestine!
The Zionist pig!
You know what? Why don't we just talk about something lighter, like Ukraine?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
That was 10 years ago on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Can we all relate? Can we all relate? Can you believe that was 10 years ago? That sounds like it was written yesterday, but that was from 10 years ago. And wow, can we relate to that or what? And do you think you could do that segment and get away with it today, or would there be some more backlash? All right, now, you might consider this next bit to be comical, or you might just say, hey, let's see what plays out fairly and who has consistency in their views and who doesn't. Now, I saw this idea came for me from Joshua David Moody tweeted this out, this Ben Shapiro clip on Piers Morgan dealing with the issue of gun control. But let's see how consistent Shapiro's views are on this logic that he has here. First, we'll play you the actual clip from Ben Shapiro on Piers Morgan. Here it is.
What you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of Sandy Hook, saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling.
Okay, so I think that is that perfectly rational from Ben Shapiro? Dealing with the gun debate after the tragedy at Sandy Hook. But let's see if Shapiro's values remain consistent, if Shapiro's logic remains consistent, when we just take one thing in and take one thing out, and let's find out what it sounds like when we do this.
What you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of
Israel,
saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling.
Let's, just for brevity's sake, let's now just roll them both. The first one, the original, Piers Morgan, and then the second one is the edit we did. We took one thing out and put another thing in to see if Ben Shapiro's logic and values remain consistent. And so let's just roll them both back to back just to get the full force of this here.
What you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of Sandy Hook, saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling. What you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of
Israel,
saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling.
All right, just some food for thought there. Just, just throwing it out there, seeing what you think, seeing how it takes. But there you go. There it is. And, makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. Now, boy, look. I saw this. I didn't even want to. The crew brought it to me, and it's a news story. Maybe I should cover it. But I made the commitment here that I'm not going to show you any war propaganda. So I don't even know if I want to show this. But here's what I find strange. You now have Israel buying these YouTube ads to make sure that they run on children's YouTubes and that you see them on the YouTube. telling you about the 40 babies that were killed by Hamas. But there's a couple things that are confusing to me about this. Why are Ben Shapiro and the like freaking out right now that they're not getting enough support? As far as I can tell right now, you guys have completely destroyed the Gaza Strip without any problem at all. You've annihilated, as Bibi Netanyahu is claiming, you've annihilated Hamas. Every last Hamas soldier will be dead. So that's a good thing. And you've been able to basically carpet bomb the Gaza Strip, and it's all been fine. You have had no resistance. You've had nothing but some words out of the UN, and then some radical leftists here in America that are standing against you, and then them calling for jihad, which they always do. And it's always been the case. But what is the panic here about? You've leveled the Gaza Strip. You're using your intelligence to destroy Hamas. That's all fine and good. The U.S. is not threatening to cut off funding or support. You're still getting that, what is it, like $10 million a day, whatever it is. So why is Ben Shapiro spiraling out of control on this issue? Why is Israel buying YouTube ads, making sure that everybody knows about the babies that were killed? Why do they continue to release new images of dead bodies and dead babies and all this stuff? I mean, you could do the same thing from the Palestinians' angle if you wanted, but okay, fine, let's not do that, and we'll just show you the Jewish side of this, and that's fine. But I'm just, I don't understand what the spiraling out of control from Shapiro is all about. I don't understand what the desperation from this Israel war propaganda is all about. You have completely demolished the Gaza Strip, and for all intents and purposes, the international community is not going to do anything about it. The U.S. is sending even more support now as far as aircraft carriers to the area. And now you're going in with your ground forces. It's said to be 300,000 ground forces are going to be moving, as Netanyahu said, to completely destroy Hamas. And as far as I can tell, the resistance to this has been almost zero. So why are you so afraid with some differing opinions? Why are you so afraid that maybe somebody shares some empathy for the Palestinian people that are being destroyed and having their lives upended? What is the desperation and panic all about? It's odd to me, quite frankly. Focus on your mission and get it done, and it seems like that's what's going on. So why do I need to see all your propaganda? Why is Ben Shapiro spiraling out of control? And why are these other show hosts insulting their audiences for simply asking questions? So you know what? I'm glad that the crew didn't play the video, because I said consciously I don't want to show any war propaganda here. So I'm glad they decided not to play the video here. I kind of left it up to them. They put the news story on my desk, so I said, I guess I'll cover it. But I don't know. But hey, we got issues to deal with here in the United States of America, so maybe we'll get back to some of that on the other side. But the Biden administration is ignoring all the hostages that are in Israel, and now there's 24 dead at least, and there's still hostages over there, and there's still Americans over there, and the Biden administration hasn't even contacted their families. Folks, remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex's new book, get it, the signed copy, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening by Alex Jones. Signed copies exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.